This is from the Majjhima Nikaya, from the Gopaka Moggallana Sutta, Sutta 108. And it's I'm not going to read the whole sutta, it's just a section of the sutta on aspects of the, say, in meditation, that, and then what, say, meditation that the Buddha approved of and meditation that the Buddha didn't approve of. This was given at... there's actually a sutta given by Ananda after the Buddha passed away, and given in the bamboo grove near Rajagaha. And it's to the Brahmin Gopaka Moggallana, and he's asking various questions. There's probably a group of Brahmins around, and they've had different conversations. Then the Brahmin Vasakara, the minister of Magadha, said to the Venerable Ananda, "Where is Master Ananda living now?" "Now I'm living in the bamboo grove, Brahman." "I hope, Master Ananda, that the bamboo grove is pleasant, quiet, and undisturbed by voices, with an atmosphere of seclusion, remote from people, favorable for a retreat." "Indeed, Brahman, that the bamboo grove is pleasant, quiet, and undisturbed by voices, with an atmosphere of seclusion, remote from people, favorable for retreat, is because of such guardian protectors as yourself." "Indeed, Master Ananda, that the bamboo grove is pleasant," and so on and so far, "favorable for retreat, is because of the worthy ones who are meditators and cultivate meditation." "The worthy ones are meditators and cultivate meditation. On one occasion, Master Ananda, Master Gotama was living at Vesali in the hall with a peaked roof in the great wood. Then I went there and approached Master Gotama, and in many ways he gave a talk about meditation. Master Gotama was a meditator and cultivated meditation, and he praised every type of meditation. The Blessed One, Brahman, did not praise every type of meditation, nor did he condemn every type of meditation. What kind of meditation did the Blessed One not praise? Here, Brahman, someone abides with his mind obsessed by sensual lust, a prey to sensual lust, and he does not understand, as it actually is, the escape from the arisen sensual lust. While he harbors sensual lust within, he meditates, premeditates, outmeditates, and mismeditates. He abides with his mind obsessed by ill will, a prey to ill will. He abides with his mind obsessed by sloth and torpor, a prey to sloth and torpor. He abides with his mind obsessed by restlessness and remorse, a prey to restlessness and remorse. He abides with his mind obsessed by doubt, a prey to doubt, and he does not understand, as it actually is, the escape from arisen doubt. While he harbors doubt within, he meditates, premeditates, outmeditates, and mismeditates. The Blessed One did not praise that kind of meditation. And what kind of meditation did the Blessed One praise? Here, Brahman, quite secluded from sensual pleasures, secluded from unwholesome states, a bhikkhu enters upon and abides in the first jhana, and so on and so forth, the stilling of applied and sustained thought. A description, standard description of the four jhanas. Enters upon and abides in the fourth jhana. The Blessed One prays that kind of meditation. "It seems, Master Ananda, that Master Gotama censured that kind of meditation that should be censured and praised that kind of meditation that should be praised. And now, Master Ananda, we depart, we are busy and have much to do. You may go, Brahman, at your own convenience." Then the Brahman Vasakara, the minister of Magadha, having delighted and rejoiced in the Venerable Ananda's words, rose from the seat and departed. So that... Ananda clarifying that One can meditate obsessed with any of the five hindrances, and Ajahn Jeff translates it a bit different. There's a case where a certain person dwells with his awareness overcome by sensual passion. Seized by with sensual passion, he does not discern the escape as it actually is present from sensual passion once it has arisen. Making that sensual passion the focal point, he absorbs himself with it. He besorbs, resorbs, and supersorbs himself with it. So the words are jayanti. So the same root as jhana, sort of. So that jayanti, jayanti, and then it goes jayanti, bhajayanti, nijayanti, apajayanti. Individually, they're not a pejorative, but when it's used like this, then it's seen as a kind of a denigration, and playing on these words. But it's a good. See the again, sort of the Buddhist sort of wry humor sometimes.